Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
To Question Reality, I'm your host Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. This show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests work in various professions and are at different stages of their careers, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. You can listen to any of our past shows by getting on our archive page, and that is latalkradio.com, and you just go to search, to the search link, and you type in Question Reality, and that takes you directly to our archive page. And we've had Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality television stars, producers, directors, actors, models, musicians, casting directors, talent agents, talent managers, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And if they're working professionally in show business, we are going to have them on this show to give you entertainment career advice. Now, I encourage you to download our free app for your Android or iPhone to be able to listen to all the other exciting and informative shows that they have here on LA Talk Radio. So to download the app, go to our homepage, latalkradio.com, and the app is located towards the bottom of the page. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites and type Question Reality Radio in the search box. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, that's a whole different website. That is the official Question Reality website. So you have to go to another address, which is QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. Now, as you know, every week we have great guests on this show. Fantastic, up-and-coming stars, award winners. Well, today is no exception. We have a lovely, gorgeous little guy in the studio today. His name is Andrew Minardo. Thank you. Andrew appreciates that very much. He loves the applause already. Andrew is an actor, published author, screenwriter, stand-up comedian, and producer from Detroit, down in Detroit. I don't know if that deserved a gong, but all right. We need some new sound effects. All we have are the applause and the gong, Andrew. We need some more effects. Now, Andrew has spent the last year and a half studying at the Playhouse West Repertory Acting School, and his first published works can be read in Act Now magazine. He has just finished his first screenplay, very exciting, considering I've been working on mine for like 20 years, and it's currently being shopped around. And Andrew is a PWD, which is a person with disabilities, in which his forearms and hands were affected genetically. But he's out there rocking and rolling and making it happen, and he's rapping for all the PWDs out there. So he is going to be with us today and answering some questions for us. Very exciting to have him here. But first, I want to tell, and we're going to talk to Andrew in a minute, go look for Andrew right now on Facebook. He's under Andrew Minardo, and look him up and check him out while we go into this brief advertisement. We love the advertisements. But this actually is more of a review that I wanted to talk about. This is my regular listening audience knows that I've been advertising this play, which is Orange is the New Musical, the unauthorized parody created by Veronica Vasquez and music by Veronica Vasquez and lyrics by Jarrett Good. And it was directed by Julie and Lord, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but I'm going to try Oulette or Oulette. I'm not sure. I apologize. It was also produced by Veronica Vasquez and Brian Sandlin. And I've been advertising that for a couple weeks now and got lots of emails with questions. And I was just so excited to go see it. And finally, last night, we went to see it with one of my best friends in the whole world. I love this little treasure. Her name is Vicky Aguilar, and who also, by the way, is Veronica's aunt. So now the performance of the play, as everybody knows, the performance of a play is a live experience. So it can be exciting, but it's also a difficult task to review. So keep that in mind. Now, because you also have to be, and the reason for that is you have to be the spectator, taking in and enjoying the performance, and then you also have to be the critic analyzing the production. So here we go. Well, I have to tell you, first of all, the critic side of me was nowhere to be found because this play was close to perfection. It really, really was. In my opinion, Veronica Vasquez, and this is going to be wild, don't be sending me any emails, she is the female version of the next Android Lloyd Webber. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. The musical was imaginative. You think I've been smoking a joint or something here. I can't get it out. It was imaginative. It was professional. It was just humorously competent, which is very hard to find a play that is humorous. You give courtesy laughs. Come on, we all do it. It was skillful, and the lyrics were really punchy. They were clever, and just overall, they were just wildly, like, it was a wildly creative musical. Albert and I loved it. And the band, I have to give some props out to the band. They were fabulous. Special props go out to the guitarist, Marius Max Frick, for his use of the effects pedals. He really rocked those effects, right, Albert?
Yeah.
What, can we say it in there? Because Albert was telling me, boy, I said, wow.
Affirmative.
He was really good. Really good. Because didn't you say it was really hard to work
this?
Yeah,
you know, if you don't have much experience in it and you don't play with the pedals as much as you play with your guitar, you're going to run into some problems.
Right. So he is, and he's young. The thing is, he's not an oldie and a goodie, but he's a youngie and a hottie. So very, very rare to see someone that young be able to do that with the guitar. And the drummer, Ricardo Ramirez, was also really solid, powerful when he was driving. Don't you think, Albert? He was driving those drums.
Absolutely.
He really was. He was rocking out. And we also appreciated his help in our search for the bathroom, right, Albert? We must have been on that darn elevator 15 minutes during the whole intermission looking for the bathroom. We finally found it, but we lost him somewhere on our way down. He went to look, and then this girl got on and pushed the button, and then we were off. But thank you for that, Ricardo Ramirez. Now, the actors, the vocals, I just want to talk about the vocals. They were so rich. They were expressive. They were confident. They were edgy, raw, and just really powerful. Don't you think, Albert?
Oh, yeah. Great vocalists, great actors. Mm-hmm. I thought they were top-notch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were good. And we just see some crappy plays around town. I mean, I come from, you know, my aunt was an actress on Broadway. So when I was very little, I was backstage hanging out while I saw Broadway performances. So I'm very picky. So I might be a little pickier than most, but just really great. I mean, drawn to the performance. I was especially drawn to the performance of the one girl, right, Albert? The character that played, and I hope I get this right, Pines, played by Sunny Barty. And her performance was really rich. It was expressive, and it was strong. And just, don't you think, Albert, overall, the cast and crew really gave it their all. They really, you know, and it showed.
Yeah, they were professional. I think it was well worth it.
Yeah, it was well worth it. So, again, as I said, as a person who's seen just countless Broadway performances, I can honestly say Orange is the new musical and the unauthorized paragraph. I think, Albert, it belongs on the Great White Way. I think it's heading for Broadway. Oh, yeah. By the way, you didn't know Broadway is called the Great White Way. But that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
They're heading for the Great White Way for Broadway. So people out there that can make it happen for Veronica Vasquez, because this play was awesome. And I'm very picky. Aren't I picky, Albert?
Very picky.
I am very picky.
So she'll make it not off on the Great White Wall, but
on. Yeah. It's not the Great White Wall. We're not talking about China. We're talking about the Great White Way. But that was close. We'll give it to him, Andrew. We'll give it to him. All right, so that's what I got to say about Orange. Orange is the new musical, so please. And I think, in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm going to just say this, Albert, the great Terminator, I think that they'll be back. Oh, give it a gong. Or should we do an applause? What do you think? Yes. Okay. Yes, it'll be back. Okay. So thank you for that wonderful performance, guys. Loved it, Veronica. Woo! Keep it going, girl. Now, today, the focus of my show is, again, I've been doing this year what's called diversity in entertainment. And that includes Asian Americans, African Americans, female lead or driven films, and disabled and handicapped actors and actresses on television and in film. And being a child in the 80s, I rarely saw disabled actors on television or in the movies. Did you, Albert? I didn't see. I don't remember the one, but when I asked my mother, why aren't they on television or in film? Because they were part of our lives. I used to see handicapped people all the time. I'm like, why are they not on TV? I didn't understand. She said that it would take as long to happen as it did for women to be able to vote or have equal rights. I remembered that, and I thought, wow, that's going to be a long time. But thank goodness it didn't take that long, because within the last decade, I have seen Hollywood really making a breakthrough with stronger roles on television for women, African Americans, Asians. But, Albert, and I think you'll agree, in my opinion, not nearly enough for the disabled community of actors. And I really hope that Andrew, being on our show today, will help shed a light on the need to represent all of humanity in the entertainment industry. Physically challenged actors, they can be funny and they can be dramatic and charismatic and romantic and inspirers and leaders and athletes. They're there. They're doing it. My God, Paralympics. What are you going to do? Come on. Now, in my opinion, you know, writing more roles for Asian American, Asian, because I think Asian, you don't have to be Asian American, come here from Asia and rock it. African American and physically challenged actors, it can and it'll help everybody to believe that any career and any opportunity and any life is possible, because their storylines can help break down stereotypes by teaching people that they have a full range of human experiences. And just like everybody else, they need to be represented more in Hollywood. And our guest again today, Andrew, is here to partly represent the physically challenged community of actors. So I was hoping for an applause because I'm getting ready to, but we're getting waters now. Thank you, Albert, for getting us some waters. Thank you. We're waiting for the applause. I think Andrew needs the big applause. So without further ado, we are going to introduce Andrew Minardo. Woo! Yeah! Hey! Welcome to the show, Andrew Minardo. Andrew was referred by one of our favorite guests, Eileen Gruba. The Gruba. She is so talented and beautiful and funny. I love this woman. But she is helping me. She's referred so many PWD actors, people with disabilities, actors to my show this year. And it's been so great to see that side of show business represented. Thank you, Andrew, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So, Andrew, I know that you got some exciting stuff coming up because in mid-July, you are going to be producing and starring in The Zoo Story by Edward Albee. Tell us about it.
Yeah, one of my good friends and I, who I met last year through another PWD friend, we did the Hollywood Fringe Festival, which turned out great, and got to meet some great people. Him and I became very good friends.
What's his name?
His name's Danveer Singh. And we all, it's an eclectic group of people of different nationalities, genders.
At the Fringe Festival you're talking about? Okay, I haven't heard of that. I'm glad you're telling us about it.
The Hollywood Fringe?
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's really, I feel it's pretty big in New York. It's really big on the East Coast, and it's really starting to come up.
I was thinking only L.A. I was just single-mindedly thinking, oh, yes, I've heard that.
It's actually running right now. There's some great plays going on right now.
Where is it taking place? Sorry, that water went down the wrong pipe. Oh, God, I might die right here on the air. Tell us, where is it taking place?
All over Hollywood. There's these small theaters that are putting these on, and it's great to see that you can go anywhere in this three-mile radius around Vine and Hollywood, Highland, and all times of the day.
All the theaters?
All
like,
these small
the Egyptian
theaters.
And what other theaters? I think they got the Egyptian, and there's so many.
Last year, I was at the Asylum Theater.
Oh, okay.
Great venue. The people there were so great to us because we need to get wheelchairs up on the stage, as well as seating and everything else.
And the Asylum accommodates that?
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
They were great.
There are not many theaters, and I'm going to tell you, because I tore my meniscus, fractured my kneecap, 6 fractures, so in a power chair, trying to go to a theater last year, and they didn't have any handicap seating. I'm like, oh, God. And, you know, not being a person who's normally in a wheelchair, I was really made aware of all of the places that are not, is it called handicap accessible? Mm-hmm. Handicap accessible. Plus, I feel really short. I felt really short. But, yeah, I was surprised, and especially all the old theaters. Now, when I questioned why, because I wasn't aware of this, most of the people told me because they were historic buildings, they can't do it.
Right. Like, they're grandfathered in, and they don't have to apply.
Right. Is anybody doing anything about it, or they just are things that are going to not be able to participate in handicapped accessible events?
I feel a little bit like that, but I also feel that if there's a strong enough push really with anything, there will be change. And you just need enough people, you need the right people, and you need to be consistent with your message and going there and saying, this isn't fair, regardless of if it's grandfathered in or not. We deserve the right as any able-bodied person to go and view and enjoy ourselves at the theater.
Absolutely. So this particular play that you're doing, The Zoo Story, where are you going to be doing that? So you met with this guy. You guys are collaborating on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then have you already written it? It's already been done. Well, I'm thinking it's an original. Are you two working on together as producers, or are you an actor in it? Or
everything.
Okay.
Yes. We want to put this on because we see, well, frankly, it's just we want to perform. And we want to perform for anyone and everyone, especially the people that may not enjoy going to theater or realizing that they might enjoy the theater. And what's so special about that play is that all you need are 2 actors and 2 park benches. That is the only thing about that play. It's 2 strangers meeting and having a conversation. And, of course,
sort of like a dinner with Andre.
There you go. So we thought it'd be exciting to take it on the road, so to speak. We're going to workshop it locally around Echo Park, where we both live. And then every week, we're going to go to a different park around L.A. County.
Ooh. And just and do perform. It right there in the park.
Do it right there. We'll have some flyers, things like that. My character will be dressed up in a suit. I play a little bit of an older guy, a family man.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to put up flyers around the neighborhood, around L.A., saying something like, find the suit, find the play, and it will just be performed.
Oh, so sort of like very mysterious, Albert, yeah. Isn't it? That should have gotten a gong. That was a mistake. That was. He's not on his sound effects. I'm going to fire him. Thank you.
No worries. Oh, like a flash mob. So like flash theater. Flash mob. Yeah. Flash theater.
That's exciting. Is this the first time this concept has been done? Because I haven't heard of it.
I don't know of a lot of people doing it. This is the first time that we're doing it. I hear of different monologues being performed. People just reciting things
like Shakespeare in the Park,
things like that sure. Mm-hmm. But as for an actual 30-minute, 40-minute play,
yeah,
something that intense and structured,
wow. You better be very familiar with how to keep up the fourth wall when you're in a park, because you don't know, there could be someone doing a streak, running naked past you. They do all kinds of crazy stuff to disrupt it, or some might be a shootout with the Crips and the Blood. So, wow.
Only
that's
if we're
brave.
Lucky. Only if we're lucky.
That's right. That'll add. You get,
absolutely.
You get a background.
You get a publicity. Publicity, great.
That's right. Bad publicity is still as good as good publicity. Now, where is exactly is that going to be held for this particular one? Because I know it's find the suit, find the play, mm-hmm. but can't we kind of give people a clue where it's going to be in mid-July? How are we going to know?
Well, we'll be posting on Instagram.
Okay.
My Instagram is A.T. Minardo, my last name. You can follow that as well as my Facebook,
okay.
Andrew Minardo. We'll be posting up things like that. We are still going to make sure that we go by the guidelines so local police does not shut us down.
Yeah,
so
don't
to speak.
You have to have a film permit to do this, though, honey? Because they might shut you down.
Not necessarily a film permit, but we are checking with the public, L.A.
Oh, you're not shooting. I'm thinking they're shooting
a
film.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. You got to get a permit.
Yes.
You got to get some sort of a
yes.
permit,
so
right?
So, Parks and Rec of L.A., we've been emailing and going back and forth
okay.
with them. I mean, they're being very helpful, asking if we need any lights or electricity,
oh, nice.
Anything like that, because I don't want to spoil the play. But at the end, it's a big crescendo of one of us perishing. So we want to make sure that whatever goes on, people don't actually
that's right.
freak out
oh.
and realize this is still a play. It's not
mm-hmm.
real life. And
that's what happens.
Nothing else happens.
There was
that.
Recently, Albert, wasn't there a film? They did a film crew. They were doing it guerrilla style, which I do not recommend. They were doing it guerrilla style, and it was a bank robbery. So the next thing you know, the cops burst in with a gun, ready to shoot the actors because they thought it was a full on bank robbery.
Yeah, someone reported it.
Yeah, someone reported
it from the outside.
Yeah, so you definitely don't want that.
Be careful,
Andrew.
No, not at all. So we want to do it by the books.
Okay.
So
it's mid-July, and we'll have to go to your Facebook page, mm-hmm. Andrew Minardo, to find out mm-hmm. more. You'll be posting also on Instagram, AT mm-hmm. Minardo, to find out about that. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Depending on what kind of feedback we get from our friends and family and general public, we could be starting out somewhere close in Echo Park, North Hollywood. There's some great parks there. All the way up to Pasadena, around the Pasadena Playhouse. We want to do it around theaters, but in the parks where
mm-hmm.
people would
that
be
makes
going.
Sense.
Absolutely. All the way down to Inglewood, Santa Monica. It doesn't matter. I know mm-hmm. I say that and you get a little worried.
I was just
There's
thinking about
parks.
My Crips and my Bloods coming out to give you some work, give Ooh. You some background, but that's all right.
I'll
that's
wear all right. white, I'll wear all black.
Make sure.
Either way.
All right, that sounds really good. Well, we are going to check in. I guess if it's mid-July, we should check back maybe a second week. You should mm-hmm. have something posted by then on
we
it,
We
right?
should, yes, ma'am.
Now, also, I understand that through your school, you will be having a scene night in which everybody can come and watch you perform. When is this happening? What's going on with that?
That's true. Yes, that should be happening around the same time, around the second or third week of July.
Oh, that's
as well.
Is that just going to be one night, a one-night performance?
That will be a one-night performance at
What's the name of it, and what school, and where can we hear? Where can we? Is it open to the public?
It is. It is open. It's free of charge. It usually
Love
will
it.
Run about, I want to say, an hour,
okay,
or less. We'll have about 9 to 12 different scenes from all of our advanced students.
Okay. Are the originals? It's like original scene night.
Yes.
For plays.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, we used to do that back in the day when I was involved in community theater. It was so much fun. Original play night. A lot of people come out for that.
They do.
They really
do. It's a great experience.
It is, because everything, you know, if something's been done, you want to see, like, some fresh new talent, some new original stuff, and they usually are very good. Mm-hmm. So, what school?
It's at Playhouse West Repertory Theater School. That's in North Hollywood.
Okay. And is that on a website? On their website, could they find that information out?
It actually won't. It's really word of mouth.
Okay.
So that's something else that I will be posting about.
On your Facebook and your Instagram. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So that's a one-night show. Come check it out.
Do you have a date locked in, though, at least?
I want to say July 11th.
Okay.
But
what's that, a Friday?
It may be a Friday or Saturday. It is subject to change.
Okay.
But there will be a week or so in advance.
Well, we want to come, so make sure you let us
and
know.
And they're good. They're all advanced students, so all these students have been in the school for...
Of Playhouse West for
a year and a half. Okay. We've all been working together. Our teacher, Kathleen Randazzo, is amazing. She's been like a mentor to all of us, really honing in and... molding all of us with all these scenes.
Anyone we know come out of Playhouse West?
Oh,
you
sure.
Know? Like, who do we have?
Big time, James Franco.
Mm.
He studied there for, I believe, over 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Scott Kahn, Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually putting on a play right now at the Falcon Theater in Toluca Lake, and he definitely workshops his plays. And they're all, most of them, are free. They're free for students.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So those are great. And Bob Carnegie is the co-founder with Jeff Goldblum.
Mm.
So right there.
Whoa.
Ashley Judd.
I did not know
that. She was there. The list really goes
on. Wow. That's very reputable.
And
I
these
didn't
are people
even
from
that.
L.A. Because it is a New York-based school.
Yes.
But it is just grown by leaps and bounds out here in L.A.
But I didn't know they went to the school. So that's great information to know. Boy, even if you want to sign up, so if that caliber... You're going to get some good acting over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. I definitely agree.
Well, keep us up on that now. Send me an email.
I will.
Now, I understand that you are also working on a storyboard with Eileen Gruba, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Love her. That's so exciting. She's going to be on the new fall show. What is it called? I always remembered. She's going to kill me and she's spitting daggers at me right now. Is it the Game of Silence? Or it's not the Game of Thrones. I know that. Oh, we don't. No, we're going to get in trouble as soon as she hears this show.
I see it.
We're going to get it.
On Facebook, and we've talked about it.
We're in trouble. Oh, my gosh. I should have written that down. We are so bad. We're sorry, Eileen. Please love us still. I will announce it next week, though. I'm very excited to see it because I know it did sound exciting. Now, so you are working on the storyboard with her on what? Oh, you can't say?
Hard to say.
It's a secret.
It's sort of a secret.
It's a secret.
Period piece.
Oh, I love secret period pieces. Oh, like but Pride and Prejudice? What period?
A little later.
A little later? Okay.
A little later. But it's a great concept. We have...
who wrote it?
We're writing it ourselves.
Oh, so the two of you are writing it.
Yes, and we have a third party.
A third person.
One of her good friends who is a very, very talented comedian and actor himself. And very grateful to have this gentleman on board with us.
Wow.
So Eileen has definitely been...
Oh, we have some information. Albert's brought the information.
He found it.
Albert, what's the name of it?
Game of Silence.
I got it right.
You're right.
Oh, so she can't be mad at me because I got it right. Game of Silence. And it's NBC and it's this fall, right? Yes.
Affirmative.
Love it. There you go, Eileen. We redeemed ourselves. So you're working on that. That's very exciting. I mean, to work with her, period, because this woman is top-notch professional and such a great actress. She can do comedy. She can do drama. There's nothing she can't do.
She's amazing. She really is. It's been so grateful for me to get to meet her and be friends with her for really a short amount of time. Really, it feels like it.
And she's such an incredible actress, and she is like representing, just really plugging away strongly for actors with disabilities. I mean, she really is out there doing it. So you've got a great representative on your hands.
She's really a mentor out here for me in this in this whole community.
She told me about you. She was raving about you. She really, really admires your work, I imagine. I haven't seen you personally, but if Eileen says it, it's almost like it's written in the Bible, for sure.
That's very kind. That's very kind of both of you.
Yes. Well, definitely. I'm excited. So keep us abreast on that. Send me an email.
Absolutely.
Now, let's get into giving some career advice questions from what your feelings and opinions are. How do you feel about films or television shows that don't use real handicap actors, such as, the show, Glee, when they had the person in the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. That's the first one I thought of.
Sure.
How do actors, from talking to other PWD actors, how do they feel about that? Because you're a gorgeous guy. You're, from what Eileen says, you're a great actor. Why wouldn't you be cast? I mean, you're not in a wheelchair, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they cast a person that was actually in a wheelchair, in your opinion?
You know, and it's a double-edged sword, I feel. It's where, all from my point of view, I just want the opportunity to audition. And I'm not taking away anything from able-bodied actors, because they're just as talented.
At least call you in.
Absolutely. That's really what I would like to see, is the opportunity to audition. If I do not get the part, if you feel I do not fit the part, because there's so much that goes into casting a role.
Oh, yeah.
Not just the talent of acting, everything else. If you feel I'm not that fit after seeing me, well then,
no problem.
No qualms about it.
Right.
I'll go about my day, but it's the point where they will not let anyone in, or they overlook people that are wheelchair users.
Yeah.
So for things like that, I believe his name is Joe McHale from Glee, who I'm not sure if
is
that was
Joe
his
McHale?
Name. Or
I think
I don't
he's
know.
Parks and Recreation.
Possibly.
I don't remember his name either. I just pulled that name out of the top of my head. I can't remember.
He's a talented actor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and he's a great singer, and he fit that role. And I understand where people can get upset.
He did rock that role, but they could have cast someone in a wheelchair that is just as good an actor. But you know what? We sit here, we can't even reference, though, or at least I can't reference any actor in a wheelchair that I could say, like Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, like this. Because they're not even given the opportunities to be able to be seen on television and in film, so we can have a reference list.
Absolutely. There is not that person like that, and that is a shame, and hopefully that is the change that in the tide that's going to be occurring, because you're right, there isn't the so-and-so or the so-and-so. You may have the RJ Mitty, and that was great, and so he did that, and so that's a driving force. And Eileen, she's doing so much for the community. But like you said, there's not that
you
one.
Gotta
person.
Have the people willing. Like I was so I don't know who the power that to be was that let her in when she was in Criminal Minds, when she did her scene, and she was walking away. Somebody decided to keep the camera on her as she was walking away to show that she had a limp. And I thought that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That because we wouldn't have known with her just doing her dialogue. You wouldn't have known that she's, you know, a PWD. But that person decided to do that. And I thought, oh, hooray for that person. And I hope that person, the director or producer or whoever decided to keep that in, that person does more with encouraging other people to do
absolutely
that.
And you need to show that, like you're saying, you don't see that, so people make up their own opinions
or people may think that she just did that as a choice as an actress or the directors. They don't know her enough to know that she's, you know, a person with a disability that's representing a community. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you they thought that's really, you know, a great scene,
and you hope that they will look her up on IMDb, read her bio, find out who she is, and realize, that is
just
real.
From that, just from that one.
That
scene.
Wasn't a choice. Yeah, that wasn't a choice for her to
real.
Do that. That is her, inside
absolutely.
And out.
Absolutely.
And it's a great thing.
Now, to the best of your knowledge, which do you know of any agencies? Because, see, that's the hard part. You need somebody repping you, just like regular actors need a rep to get them in the door. we need agencies to be more handy, more PWD friendly, mm-hmm. right? Now, I have heard around town that there's this one agency, and again, if I'm wrong, please don't send me any emails or sue me. I'm just saying something good about you. But a lot of actors have told me, PWD actors who I've been bringing in, they've been saying that an agency, KMR, is very friendly, agent friendly, and that they have a couple people that they actually try to get, you know, auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any? Can you confirm or deny that? Do you know that agency?
I can confirm, and I am represented by them.
Oh, you are! Wow, I didn't even know that! See? Wow, what a great agency. Oh, I love this agency. Is this the only agency, KMR, that you know that is rep that accepting actors and trying to get them work?
KMR is the only known agency that I know that has their own diversity department.
Mm.
And it's on their website.
Okay.
And it shows the photos
okay.
of all the actors in it. And it's great.
Oh,
it's
good.
My agent, Gail Williamson, she really is a force to be reckoned with in this in this industry. She really reps all of us. She's the one who's looking out for us and pushing us. And I was able to get a pilot audition
this past
January from her, and one of her clients actually booked it. I met the gentleman. It was great, and it was an authentic disability. It was a great opportunity. It was a great opportunity.
Great news to
And
hear.
It's such a large company, KMR.
They are.
They won't overlook you. Casting directors will be like, okay, well,
that.
KMR,
yeah.
that's a reputable place.
Right.
So, definitely.
It's just got to be more people. KMR is just pioneering the way to...
They are.
They really are pioneers. So, mm-hmm. God, I'm so happy to hear that.
And that's why I want to be with them, because I've been with other agencies,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of those needle in the haystacks.
Right.
And stacks where... They submit you, you're just not
mm-hmm.
sure. But if a casting director is like, well, we need a PWD, where are we going to go first? Are we going to do a blind submission, just see what we get? Or are we going to go to a reputable reputable agency
right.
that we know has their own pool?
Why waste your time, casting directors? Go to KMR and get somebody like Andrew Minardo.
And hopefully they'll see that and it will really start changing it.
Absolutely. So I just appreciate on behalf of everyone, all PWD people that aren't here today, but we really appreciate you doing that. So, yay! Now, I have... If what can an actor do who's physically challenged, what can they do to increase their chances of getting cast in projects? Like, say they don't know, they're not here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
or I think KMR does have places all over, but just say that they're in a small town and they want to act. Atlanta popping up is one of the next L.A., New York places.
Huge.
Say they're in L.A., there's no KMR there. I don't
mm-hmm.
know, there might be. I don't know, I can't say. But what can they do to get in the door, to get an audition?
Well, that itself is so difficult because you never know what they're looking for. But first and foremost, I would say, is get educated and start going to class, because you will meet so many people, like-minded people like yourself. And to say you're just an actor... Anyone can really say that. You need to really have the proof in the pudding now.
Right.
So start going to class. Start meeting new people. It's all about networking and to really get yourself in that door.
And create your own projects.
Create your
like
own
you're
projects.
Doing.
Absolutely. Everyone has
If nobody's going to cast you, cast your damn self.
That's the best way to do it. Everyone has a phone on their cell phone nowadays. It's more than easy
right.
to edit and upload your things. YouTube is huge.
Yeah.
And send it out to people. What I was doing when I first moved out here is find the actors who you feel that you would be able to play their role. Who are you the next of?
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying, I have the build, I have the chops to be like a James Franco,
mm-hmm.
find out the movies he was in. Find those casting directors. Find those producers. They're all online.
Right. Know your brand and
know
find
brand.
The
that's
audience that's interested in your brand.
Are you a lead actor? Are you a character actor? There's a difference,
yeah.
especially when you're getting headshots and you're promoting yourself.
Support.
Go ahead and send them emails. Send them handwritten letters, headshot resume, and start making a reel. Anything you can do to put yourself on
film.
I
liked what you were saying. Shoot a little clip, 30
mm-hmm.
seconds, send it to the damn casting director. What
you
the hell?
You never know who's going to see it.
That's right.
Show them your range. Right. Do comedy. Do drama.
Yeah.
Whatever you can get a hold of if it's focused in on you.
Right. Send and I mean, my God, they did a movie at Sundance Film Festival, Tangerine, shot on iPhone 6 Plus, swept awards. People didn't even know it was shot on an iPhone 6 Plus. They shot it with an anamorphic lens.
Oh, that was on an iPhone 5S.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, he not only does gongs and applause, he edits. He corrects me. Thank you for that. But still, it was shot on a phone. I think Yahoo, I'm not sure about Gmail, but I think they will allow you up to 25 megabytes, which isn't a lot. But I think you could just do a quick audition. Mm-hmm. You know, and just send it in an email.
Everything these days is being filmed. There's so many times that myself, as well as my friend Dan Veer, it's a tag team. Hey, come over. I have an audition. I need it to be self-taped. So read with me. Things like that. And to become a better actor, read. That's what they teach us every day at Playhouse West. Read plays. Read anything you can. It'll help with your memorizing, and it'll help with your imagination. You need to stretch your imagination.
Right.
And that's really what they focus on as well there. So if that's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Start working your imagination. Start working your contacts.
Right.
Get yourself in front of that lens.
And those are all things that a regular actor needs to do. But a person with PW, I feel you should be 10 times better because you want to rock that audition like there's no tomorrow. Make them want to cast you. Make yourself undeniably the best talent in that room.
Absolutely. And I say put yourself out there. A lot of times when I was growing up or when I was starting out, I was a basket case. I would have my sleeves rolled down. I'd have my hands tucked into my pockets to look, quote unquote, normal.
Right.
And one of my first acting coaches ever said to me, and I'll always hold true to it, was, Andrew, don't play your disability, play the character.
Right.
Take your hands out of your pockets, roll up your sleeves, whatever you got to do, take yourself out of you.
Right.
Don't let yourself get in the way.
Right.
So every time now that I am acting or on stage, I just wear a regular t-shirt, like a white undershirt.
Yeah.
Just to show I'm not hiding anything.
Right.
I'm here. This is a workout.
Right.
And that's what I'm there to do.
Yeah.
So, really, that's what you need to do. So, for the PWD actors that are starting out, don't be ashamed of yourself or what you may look like or what you feel you could or cannot do.
You should think of it as like, look at this. Mm-hmm. Look what I can do with this. If I can do this with this physical challenge, why can't you?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Be an inspiration to yourself if that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Promote yourself because that's what it's all about today is diversity. And that's what people want to see.
Yeah.
They don't want to see just the same old,
blonde hair, blue-eyed Adonis, Venus de Milo. We want some new stuff.
You'd be so surprised just how much your focus is on a certain character if they have a limp or a speech impediment or anything like that. They don't even have to explain it, but it's just so interesting, and it definitely enriches the character.
Now, how can we encourage people in the entertainment industry to speak up and improve diversity in media? People who are actually the makers, the powers that be, like screenwriters, producers, directors. What can we do? Like the screenwriters, right? If they, I feel they must be, I think that we should work on them. Because if they're writing the parts, and if they keep writing them, then I think the producers will kind of say, okay, let's try it. I mean, look at what won at the Oscars, the movie that won at the Oscars. What was it? The Theory of Everything, focusing on, was it Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking, right? Disabled character, right? So how can we get screenwriters to write more of the parts or people in the entertainment industry to, what can we do?
I feel it's just really just promoting yourself and putting yourself out there. The more that they can see you, the more their imagination will work with, hey, did you see this guy? He was playing this or that, but maybe there might be a role for him here. Or maybe I could see him in this light. Or maybe it just, you know the right person at the right time. Take the Farrelly brothers who do Dumb and Dumber and all their great, amazing work. They're one of their best friends. The late Danny Murphy, who passed away last year, he was best friends with them growing up. And after he had his accident that left him in a wheelchair, after their first movie of Dumb and Dumber, so he asked them, where are the people of difference? Where's the disabled person? Why is it all white males?
Right.
Things like that.
Right.
And after that, you can see him. He's been in a variety of their movies.
Right.
And it's not him in a wheelchair. He's a taxi driver on one of them. He plays all different roles.
Right.
He's sitting, but it has nothing to do with his disability. And that's what you need to cast.
Right. Because,
so,
I mean, if
they're
really
opening the door. Those two guys are great in this industry as well.
If it's a think about the screenwriters. If it's a job, if it's an acting part where the character's sitting like a cab driver, or maybe he is an office person sitting or can work in the bank or any place that's sitting, why can't you cast a person who's in a wheelchair? There's no reason not to.
There is no reason.
Now, when we say there's no reason, I got to ask you in our last couple minutes, is there possibly a reason? I tell you why. Because like I said, when I tore my meniscus, fractured my kneecap, I was cast on a show, which I'm not going to say the name because it's a huge show. I don't want to get into that. But I was cast. The casting director knew because I typed in the comments on Actors Access. I said, oh, by the way, I fractured my kneecap and tore my meniscus, and I have to be in this power chair for a while. I just want to let you know. Is it okay? Now, I never got a comment back from them, but I said, okay, well, he obviously must have seen it. So I show up to the set, and they were so super nice. Oh, yeah, I even bought my own outfits, right? They're so super nice, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay. Half an hour later, I believe, and I don't want to get this wrong, but I think the AD or the producer's assistant, I'm not sure, somebody came, and they said, oh, you know what, Priscilla, we're not going to be able to use you. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, really? Why? I'm like, the casting director casted me for it. Why? And they said, oh, well, you know, and here's what he said. This is what I want you to think about. He said, oh, well, it's not us. We would totally use you, but we're not covered for the insurance. You have to have special insurance to cast handicapped people. I'm like, I'm not handicapped. I'm just in a chair because I tore my meniscus, fractured my kneecap. I can get up those steps. Trust me, I can get up the steps. It's not a problem. But they wouldn't let me do the part because they said that the insurance, that they can't use handicapped people because their insurance doesn't cover it. Is this possibly bureaucracy, red tape that's causing a lot of people to not use handicapped actors because it costs an additional amount to get insurance for handicapped people?
I think it is. I think it's unfair. It's unjust. Really, it's discrimination, I feel, depending on what it is. Who knows if that's true or not, what they're saying, if they're just uncomfortable using you, because a lot of times you're going on set, it's a small space, there's wires and other things that you
this was a house.
This was a house. I know a lot of my friends that have been cast or looking to be cast on television shows as just supporting roles, one-day workers. People, I hear of casting directors being really nervous to cast because they don't know if locations will change. How will we get them there? Does there need to be an access van that's available? And you know how long it takes to get an access van in LA?
Yeah.
It takes hours. Right. No offense to access van people, but so many times they're not on time.
Right.
And that's scary for someone that's waiting for a long time. And I don't know. I just feel that it's a little bit of a cop-out, and that's a way that they can separate. And
or maybe they need – I don't know. I'm going to look into that. I'm going to find somebody who's in the insurance area of giving insurance to films. So I'm going to find out about that. That's my goal next year, to find out about that. But that's just totally wrong. Pay more, and they don't want to pay more. But I can see on set because you know, the great thing is that Eric Stoltz, wonderful actor, as we know. This was right around when I had tore my meniscus, and I was in that power chair. And again, I always type in the comments, and I went on the set of what was the show I was on with the teachers? Glee. Oh, Jesus, Glee, yes. I went on Glee, and there were cords everywhere, and I'm like, oh. But see, I had met Eric Stoltz when I worked with David Schwimmer on a film called Humanoid, so he knew me. So I don't know why they didn't send me away for that because he obviously was concerned, but it wasn't as much of a concern. He let me be in my chair right there and do my role with Jane Lynch.
And that's the way how it should be.
He was totally cool with it.
At the end of the day, it should be the talent that sees through. It has nothing to do with ableness or anything.
Yeah, and I rolled my big ass right over those cords right and left. I don't know what they were thinking, but I rolled over them. They were I went up and down and all over these things, and I don't know what they were thinking, but I just said, hey, if Eric Stoltz is gonna let me do this scene, I'm gonna do it. So I just did it.
That was the 6 o'clock gong.
Oh, it's the 6 o'clock. Oh my gosh, we ran out of time. We are officially almost done. And it seems like we just got started. We're gonna have to bring old Andrew back on the show today.
Yes,
to next time.
Okay.
But we want to thank you so much. We're gonna look forward to the zoo story. Mm-hmm. Let me know. I will be announcing it closer to mid-July.
And the scene study.
The scene study at
Playhouse West
for sure. So I'll be, as soon as you send me the information, I'll send the information. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Do you have any? Will you stop that? I'm not done yet. Oh, I'm going to throw this bottle of water over there on his head. I will put my heel right in your forehead if you do that again. Oh, and he does it. Oh, my God. Okay, so thank everybody. You have anything to say to your fans?
I don't know if I have that many other than my mother, who's hopefully listening. So,
hi, Mom Minardo!
Hi, Mom.
Mommy Minardo!
My friends at Playhouse. I'm just, excited to keep this journey going. That's
you
all
are,
it is. It's a long process.
I can't wait to see you. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Okay.
You have more fans than you think.
There you go. Look at all of them. Listen to that. Well, thank you so much, Andrew. We're going to bring him back on the show. And we want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.